On the live line with us is Max Bergman, senior fellow at the at American Progress, where he focuses on European security and U.S.-Russia policy. And Max, good to have you with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So much to talk about, beginning with Syria, an emergency UN security meeting, this council meeting on this morning on Syria. We have Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, who testified yesterday with regard to his Secretary of State nomination. And he says, use caution, and we need to see proof about what Syria did before we act.
Yeah, I think this, the president, has already signaled that that the United States intends to strike Assad, which has given the Russians actually plenty of warning with their anti-aircraft, anti-missile systems that they have in Syria. I think we're at sort of a very serious moment. It's sort of I expect the UN meeting to not go well. I think Russia will block any concerted action on the part of the United Nations. And so then the question is whether the president is going to launch strikes against Syria. He's already said that he is willing to. He did this last year where we targeted and basically an unmanned airfield. And I think there's questions of whether we're going to do something similar or perhaps ratchet up the pressure and actually strike actual Syrian military targets, which the effect of which is sort of unclear given the lack of broader engagement this administration has on the Syria issue.
And let me just clear up the comment I made earlier. Jim Mattis, of course, the Defense Secretary, Mike Pompeo, is up for Secretary of State.
Okay. You know, one of the things that sort of, to use a technical term, is a bummer about this whole hype about the Mueller investigation is Donald Trump tweeting back and forth, is the fact that the Russians did hack our political system. And I think it gets lost that we actually need to fix that more than anything else. Will we get that right? Will we allow Russia continue to integrate into our political elections?
Yeah, no, I think this is the key question. And one of the big revelations at the Comey book that is now coming out is that the president and his team showed no interest in how to respond to Russian interference. Their focus was on how do we spin this politically. And that's a real problem because Russia, our political system is wide open for foreign interference. And the Russians took advantage of that. Now, normally, no country would ever think about interfering in our political system. Why? Because we're the United States of America. And if we found out they did, there would be serious consequences for them. Russia has yet to face serious consequences. As a result, they're exploiting our campaign finance system, which is wide open. It's very easy to put money into the U.S. political system, and exploiting the gaps in our regulation in online. And so Russia sought to sow discord in the United States. They sought to intervene in our politics, and we need to do something about that, and we're still incredibly exposed, and that's why Trump's own intelligence agencies have all said that Russia is looking to interfere in the 2018 election, and we're incredibly vulnerable.
Yes, Russia, the sort of ongoing thread with our interests in the world at large. And now, does it make a difference, Max, that we are getting some allied support about possible Syrian intervention from the UK and others?
Yeah, I think any time we can be on the same page as our European allies, that's a very good thing.
It's unusual, isn't it, of late?
Well, it's been unusual of late, definitely, as the president has sort of threatened tariffs against the European Union, has sort of dismissed NATO and, sort of not had a very good relationship, especially with Angela Merkel. Nor with our UK ally and the leader, Theresa May, there. And so... I think what's key here is that the United States and Europe need to be on the same page. Russia's strategy is constantly to try to divide the U.S. and Europe. Russia always fears a united transatlantic alliance. And so, I think working with our European allies in sort of a common approach to Syria is very much a positive thing. And it looks like the French President Macron is also very eager to take action in Syria. So I think whatever we do in Syria, we need to do with allies, because if we just do it by ourselves, it's not going to have much of an impact, and it's going to isolate us diplomatically.
And what about a timetable involved here? Your opinion, Max?
Well, you know, I think time is in some ways of the essence, that if the purpose of the strike is to send a message to Assad that basically it is not in his military interest to ever use chemical weapons, because if you use chemical weapons, there will be severe military repercussions, then you need to send that message, I think, as close to the usage of those chemical weapons as possible. And so every day that goes by, this is sort of being dragged out. So if there's going to be action, I would expect it's going to happen in the next few days. That's you know, what the president has sort of deliberately signaled to Russia and to Syria. So I think we're looking at a fairly short timetable, because, you know, our memories of the news cycle are incredibly
yes.
short, and so is the world. So you want the world to be focused on this if the message is to deter the use of chemical weapons.
We shall see in terms of the timetable, to be sure. Max, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
That's Max Bergman. He is a senior fellow at American Progress, specializing in European security and U.S.-Russia policy.